Wheels. Text by Alan Trussell Cullen. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1. History of the Wheel. It is believed that the wheel was invented in Mesopotamia in about 3500 BC. Early wheels were wooden discs with a hole for an axle. They were used to turn potter's wheels. In about 3200 BC, the wheel was first used for transport. It was used on Mesopotamian chariots. The wheels were heavy and travel was slow. The Egyptians invented a new wheel in about 2000 BC. It had spokes, so it was lighter. The Egyptians could travel quickly using these wheels. The Romans used wheels with spokes on their chariots too. They also made roads, so they could travel quickly from one place to another. The wheel didn't change a lot until the 19th century. At that time, people started putting metal tires on wheels to make them last longer. In 1888, metal tires were replaced with rubber tires filled with air. These tires gave people a much more comfortable ride. Chapter 2. One Wheel. Forms of transport are classified by the number of wheels they have. Some forms of transport have one wheel. A one-wheeled bike is called a unicycle. Unicycles are often used in the circus. The paddle steamer has one wheel. It has paddles on a big wheel that push it along in the water as the wheel turns. Wheel fact. The Ferris wheel is one very large wheel. It was invented by George Ferris in 1893. The first Ferris wheel was very big. It was 26 stories high and could take 2,160 people at a time. Chapter 3. Two Wheels. Some forms of transport have two wheels. Bicycles have two wheels. The first bicycle had no pedals, so the rider pushed it along with his or her feet. Another early bicycle was the penny farthing. It had pedals and could go quite fast. The penny farthing was named after two coins, a big one, the penny, and a small one, the farthing. Today, there are many kinds of bicycles. Each kind of bicycle has different tires, depending on what the bicycle is used for. Bicycles for riding on roads have thin tires. Bicycles for riding on rocky, uneven ground have thick tires. Chapter 4. Three Wheels. Some forms of transport have three wheels. Tricycles have three wheels. They are easier to ride than bicycles because the three wheels help the rider to balance. A cycle rickshaw also has three wheels. It is used to carry passengers. The driver sits in front of the passengers and pedals them from place to place. Chapter 5. Four Wheels. Some forms of transport have four wheels. Cars have four wheels. A car uses a motor to drive the wheels. Car wheels are protected by tires. Today, tires are made to help cars drive safely in all weather conditions and on different kinds of ground. Formula One cars travel very fast. The tires of a Formula One car have four grooves. These grooves help to keep the car's speed under control when it goes around corners. The back wheels are wider than the front wheels. This also helps to control the car's speed. Monster trucks have four wheels. They are used to crush big things like cars, so their wheels are huge. The tires on the wheels are very thick. These large tires help to protect the monster truck and the driver as the truck crushes the things in its way. Chapter 6. Lots of wheels. Some forms of transport have lots of wheels. Trains have lots of wheels. The wheels on a train are made from steel, not rubber, like a car's wheels. Trains need steel wheels because they travel so far, and steel wheels don't wear out like rubber tires. Unlike rubber tires, steel wheels keep their shape over time and distance. Glossary. Axle. A shaft on which a wheel rotates. Chariots. Two-wheeled vehicles drawn by horses. Mesopotamia. An ancient empire that once ruled over a large part of modern-day Iraq. Romans. People who lived in ancient Rome during the period of 27 BC to AD 476.